You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. It's Friday, and guess what time it is? It's time for Boat Smart. Our friends from Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, George Stone Technical College are here, Stefan Schmidt, we have Bill Kildwell, and Chance is here, who also is with Key Marine. Welcome, everybody, on this kind of dreary Friday morning, but it's supposed to be gorgeous this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be nice every weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. Might need a boat today.
Yep.
Get out of your driveway.
That's
a great
true.
Day for a duck.
That's right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is Boat Smart. This is all about talking about boats, boating, and mechanics, and taking care of your boat, and safety tips. We talk about all of it here. So really want to encourage you as you're listening, if you've got a question, please text it in. The experts are in the house at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, we can take a phone call, too, if somebody just wants to talk on the air. We'll do that, too. So 850-437-1620. Is the number, so give us a call or text. We're more than happy to answer any of your questions or comments. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. I'm looking at the website right now, and it's looking pretty good there, Bill. So she's doing a good job and changing some things on there.
Yeah, that's slowly taking place.
Slowly taking place. You know, yep. It takes time to do all that stuff.
Right. And yeah, we're getting it in order.
Yep. Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel Outboard, MerCruiser Repower Center. They can service all that product for you and anything on your boat that you need maintenance on. You guys can handle a lot of that on the boat. Electrical systems, maybe you have a bilge pump that's not working, lights, all that kind of stuff. Key Marine is your go-to place for that. So, yeah, right, Bill? You can take care of many, many things on the boats.
Yes, sir, for sure. Yeah, we're branching out and getting involved more and more and making it more and more of a one-stop shop for everybody.
That's the way to do it. You know, take care of your customer. That is for sure. We're going to have a fast-paced show today. I'm just going to mention a couple things about George Stone Tech, and then we're going to pass it over to Bill and Chance, let them talk about some things that we're excited to talk about today. But I'm starting four full-time students on Monday, so it's our new semester.
Yeah. Well, in case people don't know, you should explain that you are the Marine Services instructor there.
I am.
At George Stone.
17 years. I've been there a long time.
I believe number one in the country. Is that
something like that. Number one in job placement. Number one for Yamaha. And, of course, probably Mercury as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to put them out there. And the way to do that is to get them into class, right?
That's right.
And right now we have a waiting list, and I am whittling it down. But this is probably the last time we're going to take students this year until August. But we'll see how that works. Maybe we'll have some students move out and get jobs and things like that.
We never know, right?
We never know. I can possibly take some more before the end of the year, but we're looking at that right now. So I'm taking four brand new full-time students on Monday. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that is
always
exciting.
Always exciting to have new students come in. You never know, what type of people are going to come in and, you know, what their ideas are, or what their challenges are, or what their goals are. And it's just fun getting to learn new people and getting them into the classroom and understanding how we do things over there at George Stone. I also did a prop video on the other night we stuck my GoPro camera in a test tank and did a prop video. And wow. That was pretty cool happen. Yeah. So
we've got Steven Spielberg in the house.
I'm telling
now.
You, my students love that.
Marine instructor to filmmaker.
Yeah, and we did that. And that video is up on Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. And also on George Stone, we have a Facebook page and their YouTube channel. And it's up on those channels as well. So,
oh, my goodness.
So
okay.
It's pretty neat. Y'all need to check that one out for sure. So,
okay.
Yeah. So we got Chance in the house today. And I really want to jump over and start talking to Chance, and I'll just give you a real short idea of who Chance is. He was in my class when we said, how long ago, 10 years or more?
Back in 2014.
Are you 2014 serious? Really?
Wow. Was in my class. That's longer than 10 years.
Wow.
And Chance came into my class back then. I was there about 4 years before Chance came into my class.
Uh-huh.
And Chance was a military, a Marine.
Right.
Came into my class on the GI Bill. Would you use a GI Bill coming into my class? And I'm just going to turn it over to you and Bill and let you guys talk about that, the time you, from how you found me, how you got into the classroom, and all that stuff, if you don't mind starting with that.
Okay. Like I said, I attended George Stone in 2014. I actually moved to Pensacola in 2014 from Nebraska.
Wow. That's a big change.
Yeah. So when I got out of the military, I was looking for what I was going to do next. I was a mechanic in the military, and I knew that I wanted to continue to do something similar.
Uh-huh.
And so I actually found George Stone online. I had desire to work on boats, and so I moved here just to attend George Stone
and go
through Stefan's program.
Wow.
And so I went through his program, and he, you know, really laid the groundwork to, you know, help me become an entry level technician. I went to work for another marine dealership in town for somewhere between 6 and 8 months mm-hmm. before I went to work for Key Marine back in 2017, and been there pretty much ever since. And
Almost 10 years now.
Yeah mm-hmm. And backtrack a little bit. That's Stefan, while in his program, not only does he help you become entry-level technician, but he also helps with job placement, and that is super helpful. And that's it seems like anybody that applies themselves and wants to, he helps them find a job. So that is definitely a huge benefit of his program there. But as I was saying, been at Key Marine since 2017, and ever since I've been there, Bill has been my supervisor and mentor and trainer. He's invested a lot of time sharing his knowledge and expertise with me, and has really helped develop me into the well-rounded technician that I am today.
And I think that's the key to it. He mm-hmm. said two things, you know, if you're motivated and you want to learn, that helps, right?
Certainly.
But also having a mentor, and that's what we rely on when we send students out into the field, for them to have a mentor at the locations they go to. And that really helps.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because I cannot teach them everything, and they're not going to learn everything through their entire life. You're always constantly learning, right?
Certainly.
And you've been to several schools already. Talk a little bit about going to schools and the schools that you've gone to so far.
Yes, I'm actually a Yamaha master technician.
Wow.
Since I have been at Key Marine, ever since the first year, they have sent me to dealer or manufacturer training courses every year. Going to Yamaha training every year, I've been able to complete the coursework and test and become a master technician. I've also been to Mercury and Suzuki manufacturer training as well.
That's impressive, because it's constantly changing, I would imagine.
Yes.
With the technology and everything, you got
to
keep up.
You have to keep training.
Yeah.
To keep up with technology. And that's a great thing about Key Marine, is they're always keeping up with technology, provide a great training atmosphere. They're always actively making sure that their technicians are the best trained.
Yeah. If you have any questions for Chance, 850-437-1620 is the number. Maybe you're thinking about changing a career, and Chance would be the perfect person to ask. How did you feel when this happened? You know, I mean, to move down here from Nebraska to go to my class. And then, he actually recommended to another student in Nebraska that came down here.
Oh,
Reggie.
No kidding. Yeah, I love that.
A student named Reggie came here, and now Reggie owns his own dealership in Nebraska. So
wow.
Did you know that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, just think about that, the connections that we have, and it's through students like Chance that are talking to other students, you know, mm-hmm. or potential students, letting them know what we do, not only at George Stone, but he's an advocate for Key Marine as well.
Yeah. Well, we can test his knowledge this morning. So if you've got a question about boats, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620.
And I definitely wanted to add a few things there to what Chance said. You know, it wasn't just me. I saw in him from the day one that he was an overachiever and just really motivated to become one of the best around. And that he has. He's really done everything he's supposed to do. And it's not just me. It takes their, you know, willingness to go. It's just always take great pride in not only him, but the other technicians there, teaching them everything that I know. And then sometimes they teach me stuff, you know, and that always works out. But, yeah, we've always been very happy to have Chance as an integral part of our team.
Yeah, I put a lot when a student says to me how much they appreciate me as an instructor and what I've done, I put more weight on the student as what they've done, not what I've done,
mm-hmm.
because you have to be motivated to be in my class. You definitely have to be motivated.
doesn't surprise me.
Right now I'm dealing with some attendance issues and things like that. And it's very interesting when this attendance starts having when students start and have issues with attendance, right? So if you were to give, and this is off script, if you were going to give a student that's coming in Monday into my class, and you're sitting there, you remember how we went around a class and introduced you to the other students? We'd do that every, like Monday. All my students would introduce themselves to the new students.
Mm-hmm.
And the new students would introduce themselves back to mm-hmm. them. What piece of advice would you give a brand new student walking into my class?
I would say the best advice to be successful in your class is to show up to every class. Unless you are deathly ill, try to make it to every class, apply yourself, and ask questions. Don't leave with any questions.
There you go. You know, that's good
advice. That's good advice on any class. Yeah, I mean, that's great advice. Yeah.
And become one of those guys, just like Stefan had mentioned, just like the way it's structured at Key Marine, is being that, you know, that part of the team that pushes the other guys, shares their knowledge, and makes the whole team, and exactly that, a team, as strong as it possibly can. And we honestly believe, and Chance would agree, that we have the strongest team around of all that we know. You know, all the way from, like I had mentioned before, four technicians that can handle any running issue you throw at them. You know, the buck stops here attitude, they're not going to pass it on. They're going to figure it out. And then, of course, the other two are chomping right on their heels and learning and coming up through the ranks there. And, yeah, for sure. All of that.
So, this is Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, we're also going to sneak in a giveaway today.
Okay,
so
good. We got lots to do
Chance is
going to
do that for it, too.
And they always come in with a bit of a script, so y'all got a lot to talk about now.
We got a lot to cover. We need a five-hour show.
I know.
But let me ask you this, and then we'll move on, but what keeps you at Key Marine? What is the bottom line part of you staying at Key Marine? You talked about the training and stuff like that, but it has to be more to that. Why does a person stay at a dealership as long as you have?
Honestly, it's the way they treat you. They want you to be the best technician that you can, but they also treat you like family. In fact, the owner one time, Mickey, he said he wants his technicians to be so good that they could go work for any dealership in the country. But okay. Wants to treat them well enough that they choose not to.
Oh, man.
That's great.
That is great. Yeah.
And that really does reflect.
With the benefits and all, too,
that they get, you know, that really helps out for them to want to stay. I honestly think Chance is in it for the long haul because I'm pretty sure you don't see the light brighter anywhere else.
No.
So yeah, we're very happy to have him, too. And the rest of the people that have come from Georgetown and then we've got a couple there that didn't come from Georgetown, but we're really constantly building that team. But we've got everybody we need right now.
That's
and
good
everybody's
to hear.
Really
getting ready for the season.
Well,
right?
Like I had mentioned, there's five people at Key Marine that are either have graduated from there in the past, and there's one that's going to the welding program currently, and he'll be graduating from that. So that just shows you what Georgetown does for everyone in this community. It gives them the opportunities.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Yep.
Sign me up.
Yep,
I'm not sure you want me in your class, though.
You don't want me as an instructor, probably.
5 out of 11, that is, yep.
Oh, my. It is 20 after. Let's do the giveaway, Chance. I think you're going to take that today, aren't you? And let's do that.
Yes, I got
that. Okay, you got a
here.
Trivia question for us?
Yes, I do. The trivia question today is, what is the device that is mounted in the very bottom of the boat that pumps out accumulated water called?
Okay. One more time.
What is the device that is mounted in the very bottom of the boat that pumps out accumulated water called?
Okay, 850-437-1620. If you know the answer, give us an answer plus your name. And
what are you giving away?
Yeah, what are you giving away?
We have a nice Mercury visor and T-shirt.
Aha.
That Mercury stuff is cool.
It's very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
cool.
OEM stuff, you know, that we give away.
Okay,
for sure.
850-437-1620. Text it on in your answer with your name and the answer to the question. Give that question one more time.
What is the device that is mounted in the very bottom of a boat that pumps out accumulated water called?
Okay.
There you go. Very
All
important
right.
to have that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be watching for that.
Especially today when it's raining.
Okay. Meanwhile, while I'm watching these texts rolling in, we're going to have y'all talk a little bit more about what you've got on the plate.
Yeah. The propping stuff.
You
guys want to take that? Just go ahead and remember where we kind of kicked off and how important propping is on a boat.
So. Right. I don't remember exactly where we ran out of time last week, but Stefan and I, and I'm sure Chance has a little bit to add here, about how important it is to choose the right propeller for a boat. Because the motors, most of them, the real small ones, come with a propeller on there, but all the rest of them do not because of the varying hull designs, sizes, and all that. And it all depends on how much load is going to be on that motor. And there's all kinds of variables in there as far as the pitch, diameter, rake, and there's quite a few other things, the material that they're made of. And one of you two guys add to that.
So a lot of times people chase speed, like they want to go 1 or 2 miles an hour faster, right? And a lot of people will spend a lot of money on props to do that,
especially bass boat guys.
Right, the bass boat guys, some of the offshore guys, they want to go a couple miles faster to go fast boats and things like that. And you can spend a lot of money trying to find a prop to do that. We don't necessarily do that. We prop the boat out for performance, as far as reliability, fuel economy, how the boat will perform through all RPM ranges. And if you don't understand propping, or the dealership doesn't understand propping, you're going to have a hard time having a boat that performs well through all RPM ranges. Have you ran into any issues what you're working on where the prop is a problem, Chance?
I have not, actually. I'm used to taking them out after we do repowers and making sure that we do have the right prop. Generally, we do have a pretty good idea of what should go on there, and I usually have 1 or 2 props with me after we repower a boat, and I go out and water test it and confirm. And we're usually real close within 1 or 2 props of being able to nail it on what we need. But, you know, the manufacturer offers a operating range that your motor should be able to reach, and it's important to try to achieve that operating range. You know, a lot of motors, it's 5 to 6,000 RPMs, and to try to get in the middle there somewhere on the top end is very important to make sure that that motor is performing the way it's supposed to, the most economically and everything, and it will ensure the longest lifespan of that motor.
Now, I always say, you know, you prop the boat out to the top of that range on a boat that you're fully loaded boat that's going to run at a normal load as far as people and gear and all that stuff. That's the perfect way to prop it. So when we prop a boat out that necessarily doesn't have a full fuel tank and stuff, we may go a little bit above that RPM. So when they do get a full load, that boat will perform well all the way through its RPM range. So
okay.
We got any text messages?
We've got a winner. We have several texts. So thanks to everybody that texted in. Chance, if we give that question again, and I'll give you the answer.
Yes, that question was, what is the device that is mounted in the very bottom of a boat that pumps out accumulated water called?
Okay, our caller that texted in, Tom, you are the winner. Tom has the last numbers 0997, and his answer was the bilge pump.
That is correct.
That's correct. So yep. Congratulations to you, and thanks to everybody who's listening to Boat Smart this morning. We do a giveaway every Friday, so be sure and tune in and have your text in hands ready.
That's right. We like to know that people are listening, and we like to know we're getting the word out, not only about Key Marine, but Georgetown Technical College and the Marine Service class, and all the other classes out of Georgetown.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So you're going
to
continue.
And we wanted to emphasize on that bilge pump how important it is. It's one of the most important things that you could have on a boat, to just in case something happens and you start getting water into the boat, to be able to pump that out. And at Key Marine, whenever we're doing services, we're checking that. That's one of the main things we're checking for sure, is that. Well, of course, we flip all the switches and check everything else, but we're focused on that, not only on the manual side where they flip it by a switch, but the automatic side where it would come on automatically if the operator didn't notice he was taking on water, to get a head start on it. And so, yeah, you can rest assured we're going to make sure that's working when it's there.
I spent a lot of time on bilge pumps in the class, not only about troubleshooting bilge pumps, but bilge pump installation, how to correctly connect the wires without flames and things, you know, open a flame in the bilge, because a lot of people don't know this, but the bilge should be the lowest part of the boat. Not only does water accumulate there, but also gases accumulate there. Your fuel vapors and everything accumulate down in the bottom, and that can be a problem if you're in there servicing the bilge pump, or even if a bilge pump kicks on and starts pumping fuel, that can also be a problem. Although they are, kind of designed not to ignite fuel, but it can happen.
Wow.
So, you should check your bilge pump regularly. You should make sure it's pumping. And that don't mean just turn it on. Put a little bit of water in the bilge and make sure it's pumping it overboard.
And also it's very important to make sure that the connections that are made in the wiring are as best as they can be. So that thing is reliable, because a lot of people don't check it every time, and, you know, corrosion can get into the connections. And the guys there are experts at, you know, installing the correct type of either waterproof butt connectors or Deutsch connectors is what they're called. But we're focused on that, so it will be dependable in the future.
Yeah, the goal is always to make sure it lasts a long time, whether it's the pump or the wiring that goes to that pump as well. So if you don't know what you're looking for, you can get in a lot of trouble, you know, with the bilge pump or any other accessory on the boat as well. But it is a very important part of that boat.
Yeah. Probably the most important part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Floating is important.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So getting back to propping, I think I got just enough time. I had a customer a long time ago brought a boat to me and was complaining of a performance problem. And I checked everything out on the boat and couldn't figure out why it wouldn't turn RPMs. And I continued to look at it and look at it. One of my questions was, have you done any prop work or prop, you know, have you changed props or anything? Well, the customer just was adamant about saying, no, I've never done any prop work and all. So checking it, trying to find it, ran on the dyno, you know, checked all these different things on it and couldn't find, everything was perfect. There's no reason why the motor wasn't running that way or running like he said it was should, you know, wasn't making RPMs. Well, I decided that I was going to look at the prop, and when I turned the prop, I noticed that the prop shaft was bent.
Ooh. Yeah.
Right?
That's not
good.
He
had some prop work done. So all instead right. of the customer letting me know they had prop work done, a part of troubleshooting is to talk to the customer and understand, you know the problems that they're having. And he did not tell me that he had prop work or changed the prop, because he didn't want me to know that it had a bent prop shaft, because he thought that was going to cost a lot more money. Well, it ended up costing a lot more money because he didn't give me the full information.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
So propping can actually make a motor run to where you actually believe it has a problem, and it's not the problem. The problem isn't the engine, it's the prop.
And the thing I might elaborate, what he's probably talking about there is when it had some work done to it, propellers normally come with a pitch stamped on the side of them. And when a technician looks at that, you know, they assume that, you know, by looking with experience, that it's probably the right prop. But sometimes when they repair props, they will change the pitch of that. And, of course, they don't change the markings. So, yeah.
A good prop shop would. You know, they should tell you, you know, hey, this prop has been repitched or what have you. But in many cases, they don't tell you that. So sometimes you chase your tail on these things trying to figure out what the heck is going on, you know. And, of course, the bill's running up because you're spending a lot of time because the customer did not want to tell you the truth.
So now is probably a good time to have them come in and check it, right?
Yeah, you come in and get
the season gets started.
Out, yep.
That's a great point that he makes about the customers thinking, sometimes some customers, of course not all of them, think that the less they tell you, the less it's going to cost them. But it's quite the opposite.
Absolutely crazy that they think that.
I know that. That's not a good idea.
We worked on a boat when I was out there helping you guys that didn't have any thermostats in it. You remember that?
Yes.
Because they thought it was smart to take thermostats out.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Yes. So I don't know. It happens.
Oh, my
Let's
goodness.
Tell them.
Chance, we sure are glad you came in here. And your story is awesome. And there's more to it than just that. But, Certainly. You know, I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate you being a student over at George Stone and going out to Key Marine and working out here. So thank you for that today.
Thanks for having me in today.
Yep.
And thank you for staying aboard and all that. And thanks to all my great technicians. They all make such a great team. But, yeah, Chance was excited to come on and tell his story.
Okay. Well, we're wrapping it up here with Boat Smart. What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
850-492-0487. Or they can drop by at 5621 Bower Road over on the west side of town.
Okay.
GeorgeStoneCollege.edu. Check out that chat feature.
Okay. And Chance, we can find you at Key Marine, right?
That's correct.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for coming in on this rainy Friday. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend for boating. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back after the news.